Apparently, Nickelback does not want Donald Trump using their music. I'm going to explain coming up in just a second. First, Will Smith has decided to release a new line of merchandise called Bel Air Athletics.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
So this whole line is inspired by the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's a limited edition line. It's only going to be available on his website until October 14th. I'm assuming unless he makes a lot of money off of it and then he may continue because why wouldn't you? But it's all stuff that we would have seen in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, especially some of the different school uniforms that he used to wear at the academy. He posted a few samples of the new clothing line. It's called Bel-Air Athletics on his Instagram page. You can check it out there.
Isn't he a little late on this?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, who wants to dress like Jazzy Jeff in 2019?
Everybody does. First of all, you would know this if you ever had any interest in fashion. The 90s are huge right now. The 90s are back. Okay. They're so back that they're almost on the way out, and the 2000s are almost
Is that cool?
What a time to be alive.
The early 2000s are making... At Oceaga, I was talking to this fashion designer, and she said soon, like, the trends are going to represent the early 2000s. So it is a good time for him. 90s is back, like, full fire ahead.
So I shouldn't throw out all my dress shirts from the 2000s then? I should hold on to them?
No, keep them. Okay, they will always come back around.
I told you.
And if you're anything like my mom, you'll just continue to wear them until they come back.
No matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
God willing.
Nickelback apparently are not Donald Trump fans. Donald Trump took an aim at Joe Biden with a clip of Joe speaking, and it goes into a clip of the Nickelback song Photograph.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
So this is like part of their like political mudslinging that they have going on right now. Within 12 hours of this meme video being posted on Donald Trump's Twitter feed, it had been taken down with a notice that said this media has been disabled in response to a report by the copyright owner, which means that Nickelback demanded Trump take down the meme because they didn't want to be associated with whatever he was trying to prove on his Twitter feed.
This is going to damage Donald Trump like nothing before. I looked for it myself this morning. I was really excited to see it. I wanted to laugh and it was gone. I was actually disappointed.
Yeah, you know what's bad when Nickelback doesn't want you playing their music? Because not a lot of people are playing Nickelback's music. But this is actually the second time this year that Donald Trump has been censored for infringing copyright on Twitter. Warner Bros. Had to slap a cease and desist on him in the past too.
Who actually wants their music to be affiliated with him at this point? I mean, it's
there are a few people. There are a few.
Yeah, probably some country artists here in the Midwest.
Kid Rock, actually. Kid Rock is a Donald Trump
fan. Boy.
Well, his music hasn't been playing anywhere else. So, yeah, sure.
You know, I think Nickelback actually mentions Kid Rock in that video, by the way, in that song. Just saying.
There you go.
Coincidence.
Full circle.